Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's my jam. 5 o'clock hour. You know what the 5 o'clock hour is, Coach Larinaga? Let's see how much Jim Larinaga listens to this show. What is the 5 o'clock hour?
Oh, yeah. You got some clever name for it that I don't remember.
Well, it's a paid sponsor.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's a paid sponsored name. I mean, if you want to be a member of this show, I would like you to fully embrace every sponsor that we have. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour.
Yeah, the Funky Buddha.
Have you ever been to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park?
No.
Well, I think we're going to have a field trip with Coach L. Yeah. I mean, the guy's gallivanting all over the country, taking in all the best games.
He called us his new assistant coaches, so I think we need to have a staff meeting.
Staff meeting. Funky Buddha.
Funky Buddha.
You like good craft beers and some delicious food?
I haven't had a beer in at least 10 years.
Oh, wait till you try the Floridian at Funky Buddha.
Really?
Yeah. No joke.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, if we were your coaching staff, you would trust me way more than you trust the other guys, right?
Yes, definitely.
Hey, Hawk, you want to ask me that same question?
I've never seen that tone from Jim Larinaga before. That was an obvious lie. I know his tells now.
Mark, go ahead and ask me. Ask me, coach, the same question.
Do you think I would be your most trustworthy assistant coach, Coach?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, the 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Great place over the holiday, long holiday weekend. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. We love everything about Funky Buddha, including Ryan and Casey and Chef Jeff and everyone else who works there. And if you're looking for a place to watch Dolphins Bucks on Sunday, go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So Jim Larinaga is on with us, and we were goofing around in the last segment. What do you do with the Miami Heat? They've lost 9 of their last 11. They look like a very different team. I remember having the conversation with you when they were on their heater, and I said, can we say they're one of the elite teams in the East? And you were like, well, there's a long season. Let's see how things play out. So I'm wondering what you can diagnose or what you would do.
Well, honestly, I think Tyler Hero has only played in 6 games. That's a problem when your best guard or a 20 point a game scorer, 23 points a game, you don't have anybody on your roster that just replaces him. And it's the major key to get him back, get him healthy, playing well again, getting him back in shape. And that's one of the things about it. It's a very long season. And you guys were talking about Lamar Jackson. You know, the Ravens aren't as good because he's been hurt. And it just the nature of our game, you know, whether it's football or basketball, injuries are a major factor.
And, Coach, we've talked about this, the pace of play and all, and you broke it down for us in the past. But, like that, I was saying, is it sustainable? And is that style of play? And you gave us some 917-year-old coach that started this pace of play thing back at some crazy college. But, like, is it about the players? Like, the scheme of it was cool, and at some point it seems like our players can't hit the shots at that pace of play with 90 points, 91 points. When they were winning, they were scoring 120. That's great. you're not hitting your shots. You're scoring 91, 96. Is that kind of what we're seeing, or is the league catching up with their style of play?
Well, I would say a little bit of both. Because in the NBA, you play a team a number of times, especially on if you're in the Eastern Conference. So, like Miami has to play Orlando several times, and they have to play the Celtics several times. So, once you face that system, any system at all, you start developing your own game plan to counteract that system. And one of the things you're finding is the lower scoring means the opponent is trying to reduce the possessions of the game while the Miami Heat are trying to increase the possessions. One of the things, and I don't know if you guys remember, I said in the history of that style, it's normally created from your defense. You force the opponent to play faster by pressing full court, by trapping, and giving them the opportunity to either beat the press and try to score quickly, which again increases tempo, or they get through the press and then they slow things down. But the NBA, it's very, very difficult to increase tempo if the other team doesn't want to run with you. And if you're not at full strength, you know, and the Miami Heat have been without Tyler Herro. I'm not saying he's the answer, but he's one of the answers. And you got to get him back. You got to get him playing well.
Once, you know, Eric Spoelstra committed to playing this style, Coach, we felt like it maximized parts of the roster. But I think we're learning now through the last, you know, several games that maybe it doesn't necessarily maximize some of the more important players on the roster. How hard is that to find that balance where maybe it works for some guys, but some of the guys who have been here a long time, we were debating Bam earlier, maybe this isn't the best style for Bam Adebayo, yeah, which has led to some numbers dropping for him.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. You got to look at certain numbers. So I know you guys, Crowder was really on him. Bam's a good player. He's averaging 18 and 10. Okay, so he gets 9 in a game. So big deal.
I bet the double-double. It is a big deal. I lost a lot of money last night, Coach.
Yeah, that's your own fault. You need to read the scouting report.
Yeah, you're right.
But if a guy's averaging 18 and 10, he's being very productive on a normal evening. When you have other guys who are just not as productive, no matter what the style of play, you know, Jaime Jaquez, how good is he? Last night, he had 20, 21 last night?
Yeah.
21. Okay. If he can do that on a regular basis, now you're talking about, okay, we've added a third or even a fourth scorer. You know, so I think it's very, very hard to evaluate the Miami Heat right now and come into the new year. Hopefully, Tyler Herro's, it's only a toe. It's not like he's out for the season. Right. Some of these other guys, you know, they're going to be out a lot longer than Tyler, but he's missed what, 20, 22 games. That's a 25% of your season. That's a lot. Right. Yeah. But it's not the whole season. So we got to get back. Crowder, you got something to say? It looks like you're anxious to jump in there and slam Bam again.
I don't want to slam. It's the thing. I think Bam is a very good ball player. And like you're saying, 19 and 10, like, I love to have him as a Miami Heat player. My criticism is that I don't know what you call it. Some people call it a dog, a finisher, a sniper, or just that. Like, we're down by 10. It's 8 minutes left in the game. Okay, this is my team. I'm that dude. Let me go out there and drop 10 real quick and let them see what they have to do. Like, almost deal with them. We talk about Jordan and Kobe and Wade. Wade was one of those guys, LeBron. But even nowadays, the SGAs, the what's the little light-skinned boy, the new one, Cade Cunningham. Like, those dudes that – like, Coach, the hell with this scheme, the hell with what we're picking and our pick-and-roll offense. Give me the damn ball and let me go score. And that's why I don't think – that's why I don't like Bam's game, because it's so much involved with the system.
Okay, that's a very accurate and good point. Some players are – very productive within a system. Some players need plays run for them. Duncan Robinson, right? He had a specialty. He could really shoot the three. And if you wanted him to be productive, you better run some situations or plays that got him open and got him the shots. And a lot of that is he's not going to be like Shane Battier was for the Heat years ago when they were winning the world championship. He was your Duncan Robinson. He was a better player than Duncan Robinson overall, but he fit the system that Spo was playing because he had superstars that carried the load. Like Bam is not going to do that. That's not in his capability. You can't just give him the ball and say, get us 10 points. He's not doing that. Tyler Hero, on the other hand, even a Norman Powell, they're explosive scorers. You know, I thought Wiggins might be able to do that. But Wiggins is only averaging like 16 a game. So, you know, Bam's averaging 18. Solana, what are you thinking?
Well, I was just, you know, what we constantly go back and forth on is I know what to expect from Bam. Offensively, he has his limitations, and he's best on the offensive side of the floor when he's the third, maybe second at times option. Crowder and Hawk, they want him to be the get out of the way, give me the ball guy, but that's just not who he is. But even though he has those limitations, it doesn't mean he's not an all-star caliber player, because on the opposite end of the floor, he's an automatic top 10 defender in the NBA, and he can guard 1 through 5. And I think that is so invaluable in the league. There aren't many guys you can say that. And Bam's one of maybe the only 5 that you can say that. So you might have to sacrifice a little bit on the offensive side of the floor at times with him, even though I think he's gotten better every year. But what he brings on the defensive side makes him worth every penny.
Yeah. To me, like Bam is a great teammate. And he fills in holes in your defense, even in your offense. He's just not the go-to guy. I know this. You know, we've had some great players at the University of Miami. When I wanted a basket and I had Shane Larkin, I just told Shane, score. Isaiah Wong, ACC Player of the Year. I call a timeout. I do this. That signal is horns offense. You know what it means? Hey, Isaiah, you get 2 ball screens. Use either guy, but don't throw it to him. You just score yourself. Those guys are trying to get you open, right? But I couldn't do that for a guy like Norshad Omir. Norshad Omir is a great college player. He can defend, he can rebound, he can score, but he's not just the guy you throw the ball to and say, you know, get us the next 10 points, because he's an interior player. He's not one-on-one, and if he goes one-on-one, he's normally going to be double-teamed. Why? Because he's right near the basket, and other teams are going to be helping out. Every player has to be able to execute their role. Bam executes his role to the best of his ability. He's not in the role that Crowder wants him to be in. He's not LeBron. He's not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's not that guy.
Which I think we're all in agreement. We're kind of arguing the same thing.
He's the little cousin that you let get on the team, and he tries real hard and plays strong defense.
His role is bigger than that.
Bam is.
Hey, wait a minute. This is the Christmas holidays. Instead of you guys know I love the movies. You were saying that you were going to talk to me about Christmas movies back an hour ago.
Yes. And what's your favorite Christmas movie? Because I got to do headlines and wrap this up anyway. We're already up against break. So, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I'll say Love Actually.
I don't even know what that is.
Look up Love Actually. If not, I'd have to go It's a Wonderful Life. But Wonderful Life is my best American movie. Love Actually is my best British movie, because I like love stories, and Love Actually has got several love stories all going on at the same time. And I love Liam Neeson.
He's in that? I love Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it's really good. And he's a single guy. He's got a son.
He's got a particular set of skills.
Yeah.
You like chick flicks, Coach L. You like that?
Like, it's so weird with Coach L. He likes romantic movies and he doesn't like to eat big meals. Who is this guy?
No, I like mostly action movies, but if you're talking about Christmas, you know, I love Die Hard, but I don't consider it a Christmas movie. I consider
Die Hard a Christmas movie.
No, it's an action movie.
Yeah,
if you is it if an you action put movie it in a genre around Christmas.
What?
Is it an action movie revolving around Christmas?
It's an action movie that takes place during the Christmas holidays.
So does that make it
everybody
movie?
Gets killed? Christmas is celebration. I don't really want guys getting shot up and walking on glass and, you know, being thrown out of buildings.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
All right, let's do headlines. This is the quickest look at headlines ever. By the way, the conversation we just had with Coach Larinaga about the Heat, that is our 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. And speaking of Doral Kia, they bring us our headlines. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
There's 5 Christmas Day NBA games tomorrow, Coach L. Cavs versus Knicks at noon. Spurs versus Thunder at 2:30. How about the Spurs coming in and telling everybody, hey, maybe the Thunder aren't running away with the title anymore. Yeah. Mavs versus Warriors at 5. Lakers versus Rockets at 8 p.m. Nuggets versus Timberwolves at 10:30 p.m.
Will you watch all 5 games tomorrow, Coach?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Spurs versus Thunder, though, the one that catches your eye the most?
I'll probably end up watching the Nuggets because of Bruce Brown. I follow my own players.
Makes sense.
I'll be spending time with my wife. She's fixed me. I told you, she's fixed me this fantastic turkey dinner. We didn't have it for Thanksgiving because we were in California visiting my son. So my wife said, I know you missed out on this stuffing. My wife makes the greatest turkey stuffing with gravy that, I'm going to be filling myself up tonight and all day tomorrow. And I'm going to watch a Christmas movie instead of an NBA game with my wife. Because
is that so?
What?
Will you watch one that you've watched before or will you watch something new?
I only watch ones that I've watched before because I know it's good and I know I like it.
Hey, Coach, did you call or text Bruce Brown about his fight with Kevin Durant? Because they got into it pretty nasty during their last game.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. That's one of those things. I stay away from any controversy with my players.
You mind your business when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I'm a cheerleader. I just want to, you know, after he plays a good game, after a good win, I text him. You know, it was funny when they played the Clippers. My son and Bruce were like hugging and high-fiving each other before the game. And then after the game, my son didn't want to talk to him. The Nuggets beat up on him. So, you know, those are the things. That, you know, you have guys in the league. You want to cheer for them.
Really quickly, just to wrap this up, the Heat are off until Friday. They'll play in Atlanta. Then they're back at home Saturday against the Pacers. And the Florida Panthers continue to dominate the Carolina Hurricanes. Big win for them yesterday. The Marlins signed right-handed closer Peter Fairbanks, 1 year, $13 million deal.
All right.
And Lamar Jackson is not going to be traded.
I don't know. Don't be so certain.
$74 million, Coach.
Based on this segment, I believe I'd be Coach L's most trusted assistant, by the way.
You definitely would, Solano.
Your weather.
I see right through this, Coach.
Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Gorgeous afternoon. A beautiful South Florida Christmas is ahead for everybody.
Coach Larinaga, we love you. Merry Christmas. Tell your wife Merry Christmas on our behalf, and we can't wait to speak with you next week before you – actually, when are you heading out to Dallas?
Merry Christmas, guys. I will be flying in – the game's on the 31st. I'll be flying in the afternoon of the 30th.
So maybe we'll talk to you Monday or Tuesday before you leave. We'll try to talk to you next week because we're only on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, actually, we're going to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, me and Solana. Solana's going to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Anyway, safe travels if we don't speak to you, but Merry Christmas, Coach.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
There you go, Jim Larinaga.
Once upon a time on Hawk Crowder and Solana.
You know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, Christmas Eve. Hopefully you enjoy your Christmas Eve as much as we are enjoying ours. All right, Hurricane Hotline is coming up in a moment. I want to tell you about Twin Peaks, because Twin Peaks can not only be your headquarters during football season, Miami, Ohio State, next week you watch it at Twin Peaks, but also for all the bowl games. You got plenty of those this holiday weekend, and you've got hockey and basketball. I mean, it's all right there for you at Twin Peaks. And of course, nobody does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Nobody. So whatever you're craving, they've got it. Tequila cocktails, premium bourbon pours, the top shelf spirits that they serve over ice balls that hit just right. They've got local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails. It's all there at Twin Peaks. Don't forget the teeth chattering 29 degree drafts that they're famous for. And you pair all that with scratch kitchen bites that actually satisfy, from shareables to hearty favorites. I mean, when it comes to happy hour, Twin Peaks doesn't play. And at some point during this long holiday weekend, you got to get yourself to Twin Peaks. You hunker down, you watch some football, basketball, hockey, bowl games, whatever you feel like. It's always on the myriad screens that they have there. There's Twin Peaks all over South Florida for you to enjoy. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, Merry Christmas. I had to sneeze. Merry Christmas. I muted my mic so I could sneeze during my Christmas greeting for you. I think I'm allergic to Christmas.
More like Merry Sneeze Miss.
No, it's not like that. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. And we're off the rest of the week, but we will be back on Monday. Hurricane Hotline is next. Everybody, have a great and safe Christmas. We will speak with you el lunes.
Yuletide.
Yuletide, like Roll Tide?
I don't know. I heard it's Christmas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.